Halachas of Tzvi Baruchlin, Simin Shin Chof, Tif Yutet and Chof. And then we'll go a little bit to the sugya of Korea and Tefer. The Mechaber says, Litim Karkim Betafshul Mutter Vein Lachas Lemishim Tzvea, the Ein Tzvi Baruchlin. What does it mean, Ein Tzvi Baruchlin? There's no Gemara that says Ein Tzvi Baruchlin. And of course, in the Rishonim, it's not even clear if it's Yireim. The Shibur Lelechad brings it down from Yireim. It's not clear exactly what the Urim is, what the gears in the Urim is, Bechlal. Nevertheless, it comes out the way the Mechaber Paskins Lamaisa, the Ein Tzvi Baruchim. Mishalas, what is the Ein Tzvi Baruchim? We find in different Malachas that it says, Ein Mechatech Baruchim, there's no Sirtet Baruchim, there's no Tikkun Kli Baruchim. What does it mean? Certain Malachas we have, right? Mishab Burashita is, there's no Makab Epatish Baruchim. What does it mean that there's no, that you don't have these things ba'ichlin? Is it because it's mufka, it's not shaykh? Or is it that it's not mufka, it's just generally, since it's oichel, we're not mishachas to it as a molacha. If you're going to be mishtamash with it, not an oichel, then in a chanam it is going to be a molacha. The hainu, what do we find in the mashal? We saw the Gemara in base, the Lama Gimel in base says that ein ba'ichli behimim mishum tikim mana, and like we saw the Bartan, the Avnei Nezah says in Eglital, kol shkin oichli odom, that it's not shaykh to have a tikkun kli by oichlin, and the Ran's masber why, and the Ran and Beis says masber why, because it's a davar shinu miskayim. Nobody makes a kli out of oichlin because it's davar shinu miskayim. I mean, it's mufka from achila. It's mufka, a davar shal oichlin is mufka from tikkun mana. Eba zeh, even if you're not being mishtamash with it as oichlin b'chlal, you're taking a mango. And you're planning on using it as a becher, you're planning on using it as a kosher, you're not planning on using it as a mango anymore. Nevertheless, it doesn't make a difference. You can't make it a be'etzim, b'muhusay, it's a davar shein l'shal kayama. B'meil, it's not shaykh, it's mufka from the parish of tikkun mana. It's not shaykh to have tikkun mana by oichlin. Mitzad sheni, we saw, b'negiyat mimareach, in Shin Yudalot and the Shin Yudalot, that not everything, if by shaivo, we say that you're not allowed to take shaivo and stick it on top of a hole to plug it up because of the issur of mimareach. And Mishnah Berurah brings down that the same halacha applies to Shuman. Shuman of also, even though it's a Michael, nevertheless, you're now going to go ahead and plug up. There's going to be Isser Daraisa Mimareach if you plug up a hole. In Simin Shinchof Aleph, at the Bir Halacha, at the end of Shinchof Aleph, the Bir Halacha is Mesiachas to that halacha in Simin Shinu Dalet. And he says, Veda, Daaf the Mashma Lekul Yamim Daraisa in Mimachik Boichlin, Hainu Mimareach Ha'ichol Ba'atmai, Avam Seifim Ba'ipineke Vachovis Mimachim Elamala Shech Ba'ishim Mimachik. Even though generally he said, and then he's Matzayin our galach, Moshkas Aliyav, it's Mishinu Dalam, Shem Ravon, the Chayle Vishuman, Dina Kishayim. That when you, there are certain cases that the only reason that we don't have the malach is because we're Mitzayach to it as Oichel. Therefore, in Mimareach Boichlin, because we look at it as a Maisa Achila, we're not Mitzayach to it as a Maisa Malacha. But Kokama, that you're using the Oichel not as a food, rather you're using it in a different capacity, you're using it to plug up a hole, so you're using it instead of silly putty. And if not, such a thing, there is going to be shaykh, the malacha mimareach ba'ichlin midoraita to be over. The shaykh is, what's the story by tzviya? Ein tzviya ba'ichlin. Is it because it's mufka? Or is it because that we're misaf to rezeichel? And therefore, since we're misaf to rezeichel, therefore, it's ein tzviya ba'ichlin. But once you turn into something else, then in Echonami, if you're not going to use it as eichlin, there's going to be a problem with my food. So we saw the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that the meichre yayin tzraf, those that sell schnapps, that like to put in a little bit of coloring into the schnapps before they sell it, so that people should want to buy it because it'll look better, it'll be clearer. He says that's also doing Shabbos. And he says also Koshkin is also to take seva, somebody that wants to have take a glass of water and put in purple dye and stick it into his window, it should look nice. He says that's also aser, even though water is a meichel mashke. Nevertheless, it's aser. Now it's not clear in both of the cases that he talked about. It's not clear what the iser is. Why is it different? Is this because they're moichrim, and therefore they're not being misyachas to it with tzuras oichel? They're selling it, they're just trying to sell it, and therefore it doesn't have a shame oichel b'chlal. Or in the case of the water, you're not using it as an oichel, using it as a kleino, you're using it as something, object of beauty, some sort of something to beautify your house. Or is the var, no, that since the thing that you put in was an oichel, you put in a davar which was not oichel. If you put in karkayim, even if your kavan is not for it's to sell it, but once you put in oichlin, it's not shaykh by oichlin, the case of the mechaber. Let's say I want to put karkim into a cup of water and put it in my window that it should look nice. Is that aser? Or do they say, no, that's something which is be'etim b'muhusay to meichel. It's not clear from the Mechaber what he's talking. It's not clear from the Prima Gadim, and the Nafka Mina would be somebody that has schnapped in his house and it's a little bit cloudy and he wants to put in a little food coloring. He's allowed to do that. Is he able to put it in to make it that it should look better, that people should want to eat it? The Maitzi is not doing it as Mechira, but Mitzad Sheni, he's putting in food coloring. He's putting in something which is not a Meichel. The fact that you could food coloring could be ingested doesn't mean that it's Meichel Mechal. It's just not damage. It doesn't damage. Maybe it does also. But Be'etzim, it's not a food. It's not a food item. It's not karkim. Food coloring is something that the FDA allows you to put in that it's not going to cause damage, but it's not something which is Be'etzim a Meichel. So Shai says, can you put in food coloring if you want it to make better? That it should taste, that it should look better. That's not clear in the Prima Gadim. We'll get to that in a minute. L'chura, when it comes to pouring red wine into white wine, Prima Gadim is yachs that also. L'chura, according to everybody, that's going to be mutter. That's l'chura, not there. You're mamash using two food items and you're planning on eating it. So Chokam Behold Ain Sviya Ba'echlin, L'chura should be mutter. The thing is, Mishabu brings down that according to Nishmas Adam, Yeshlim Noya Gamize, that to put red wine, the way the Lashon of Mishabu is, Chen Mutter Litin Yain Adam Seich Yain Lavon, Vapi Mishimis Adim, Vapilu Mechavin Lechatilu Vasis Mara Ba'amaychel Ba'amashke, Gam Kim Mitzavid Ein Lachmer, Kenim Rapir Mechavin Lechatilu Vasis Mara Ba'amaychel Ba'amashke, Gam Kim Mitzavid Ein Lachmer, Kenim Rapir Mechavin Lechatilu Vasis Mara Ba'amaychel. To put in red wine into white wine, which is very, very common, Lela Seder, people, there's an Indian to use red wine, but somebody likes to drink white wine. But you want to be Mekayim both. We like the white wine, but you want to have be Mekayim then you have red wine. So you put in a little bit of Kedem grape juice, or you put in a little bit of other type of wine into your white wine, that be Toyveya, that it should be red. Is that Mutter? L'chor Lehedi in the Mishnah Berurah, that's Mutter Mekedadino. Because even though you're Mechavin for to be Toyveya, that's not a problem, that's Ein Tzvi Boichlin. Both items that you're using are an Eichel, and you're planning on eating it, Ein Tzvi Boichlin, that's Mutter. However, the Mashmoy says, the Finnish Masadam, Yishlim Noem Yisem. Now Yesh Lain, Yesh Ledaktik, it was the Mishnah Berurah Medaktik V'Lashonoi when he said into white wine is a problem Lefi the Nishmas Adam. How about what if it would be white wine into red wine? Would that be a problem? Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Shinyur Ches in the Shara Tzin Samachdal Samachay, he says Betam Yikad Adin V'Paskin Ein Tzviya Boichlin. However, if you don't have a problem Vishal, if you're making tea and you already have the tea sense before Shabbos and we're talking about it's ready after Klisheni, you don't have a problem with Vishal, it's better if you have both options to either pour the tea sense into the water, pour the water into tea sense. It's better to put the water into the tea sense and to pour the tea sense into the water. Why? The Lashon of Mishnah Berurah is because Ba'ifin Zetav Yetesh Yaramam Latecha Essence Lotez Bazeh Gam Dasa Choshin Latecha Lefi those that are Choshish for Tzviya Ba'ifin. Who is the Chorin Nishma Sadim Udime? Who does the problem with Tzviya Ba'ifin? Ebazay, Lechur would be mashma, that also over here, when he says the red wine into the white wine, Dafka, that's the problem, but if you put the white wine into the red wine, then in a chanami, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, why does it help to switch the order? It's not clear why it helps. For those that say, that the reason is because of the shinui. Be'etzem, the Chochani says, he says, Kibalti from the Marna Chazanish, that Be'etzem, we're not choshish for Tzvi Boichan Mechlal, Imloi Shah Yaris Devash Hirish Bozem. The Sharatin is Matani Yaris Devash at the end. Lot is a Gamma Choshin of Tzvi, Va'ain Be'yaris Devash. Doesn't say what Yaris Dvash says, I'm Yaris Dvash. But it says, if not for the fact that the Yaris Dvash Hirish was there, we wouldn't be choish for Tzvi Boichlin Mechlal, so Metzim, we really hold that ain't Tzvi Boichlin. To be Yoyste, those that hold their Tzvi Boichlin, so we'll do it in a different way. It's not clear exactly what the Shinui helps. You switch around the order. And what's going to be in the case where the Derech is to put in the other way? You put in a little bit of coffee and then you pour the hot water on top. If it would be the Derech to pour in the other way, then in a Chanami, you're not going to be able to do it that way. It's not going to help. Knows that in economy, if Chani's busy with this, what's going to be? It's only something which is a derech. He was making it in its mutter, so he says, even if it's a derech, can then it can be mekel. The mashmois, the Ktesa Shulchan, the Reb Chaim Noah, and the Sefer brings down from the Ben Yishchai in Rav Paulim that he understood that the reason why it's mutter is because ein derech tzviya bekach, because the normal way to be tzviya, it's not exactly clear. The mashmois is that tzviya is when you have a light item and you put in something to make it dark. You have water and you add in a color to change the color. However, let's say you have the coloring already inside the cup and you add water into that coloring. So Be'etzem, you didn't do a Maitzat Tzviya. It happens to be that the water changed colors. Well, we don't see the Maitzat Tzviya Baklal. We see you had a little bit of petal in the bottom of your cup and you poured in your water into the petal, and the petal, instead of being dark red, got a little bit lighter and now it's light red. but we don't see the mitzvah tzviyah. Mamele, even if the man omar ain't tzviyah barichlan, that's the current mashmoit. Lotis v'zegam das achoshin tzviyah. It's not just that it's a shinui. Lotis v'zegam das achoshin. It's mashmoit that even according to them, there's no problem as long as you switch around the order of events. Kumtay is that lachur to put in the red wine first into your cup and then pour the white wine afterwards, lachur be mutter according to everybody. Even if your kavana is kafi havana samishna brur l'chalapachas, even according to Nishmas Adam, lachur mashmais is that you could, as long as you put the red wine in first and pour the white wine afterwards, then it's mutter l'kulyam. Now, what's the story with putting in petal into water, Tacho? Are you allowed to pour petal into water? Why? What's the shaila? It's a food into a food. It should be no different. The thing is that the color of the petal is totally artificial. So there's not, it's not like red wine. It's not a food item b'chlal. Betzim, it's sweet water into not in regular water. Now they put in, it should look like it's punch color. So therefore, it should look like it's grape flavors. They put in a little bit of purple food coloring. Kum toyis that betzim what you're doing is a ma'isa tzviya. Without it's not for achilah. However, l'chur the pashtus is that if you hold Ein Tzviyah Barichlan, this is also mutter. Why? Because once you added the coloring into the petal, into the sweetened water, then you turned it into a food also. You're right at the beginning, if I would just add this into a food, that would be a shayla. But once I have the color added into a food, so it's already a food item, then l'chur, it wouldn't be a problem, according to Mishnah Berurah, it wouldn't be a problem to add it into your water. Now, it might be better, in a chanami, to stick in the petal first into your cup, to be used to the shittas that hold of Ein Tzviyah Barichlan. It's better to put the petal first into the cup and add the water afterwards. Anytime that halachically there's no difference which order you put it in, from the Mishnah Berurah, the Mashmoit is, they should rather first put the petal in and afterwards add the water. Don't put the water in and then add the petal. Mikud Adina, even that is mutter, it's because Ein Tzviyah Barichlan. Now, accordingly, in the case of somebody this past Purim, it was Friday night after Purim, and he made green ice cubes on Purim, l'kaved, the suda, Friday night. In other words, you put red, green food coloring into the water, and then he froze the water into ice cubes, and then he took the ice cubes Friday night, he had Sprite in a pitcher of Sprite, and he dumped in the green ice cubes into the pitcher of Sprite. And as soon as you put it in, so the whole thing turned like a neon green, and it's bubbling and it's marmish like some type of serious spike drink. That's what it looks like, at least. And all it really is colored water. The Shabbos is that mutter. Can you do that on Shabbos? There, you're not adding any l'chura taste b'chlal. But l'chura, it's similar to the case of the petal. Once you already added the green into the water, so you turned it into a drink. Now it's a drink. Maybe you shouldn't put it in the green on Shabbos l'chatchila. But once you put the green into the water before Shabbos, then now the water is green water, and you're adding water into the Sprite. Now, in this case, you don't have the option of doing the other way around. You can't add the Sprite to the ice cubes, because the ice cubes are not, theoretically, it's not adding, you're not going to have the milo that we talked before, and that it's not a ma'isa tzviya, l'chera, because it would be al shinoi, so maybe this is considered shinoi also. Put in the ice cubes first, and then pour in the Sprite. But if the part is that we don't see it as a ma'isa tzviya, because you're adding in, we don't see the tzviya happening, you had some green liquid, and you're adding in water, the green is just becoming a lighter green, but that's when you don't see the ma'isa tzviya of the white liquid, clear liquid, then over here, l'chera, you don't have the yichurlis, because it's ice cubes, it's a mamashis, it's a oichu. And therefore, it wouldn't be negeh to do it the other way around, but l'chera, al tzadin in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem of, once again, it's not a problem of tzviya boichlin. My coffee is the chayach the other way around? Because it's granules also. Eishlein, also over there, the truth is that when you pour it in, what happens is that you see that it's brown. So over there it's also, you don't really see it. If the nekud is that you don't see the ma'isa tzviya, over there also you don't see the ma'isa tzviya.
But that's the story for the taste, right?
In what case?
In the case of the petal.
The case of the petal, yeah, but the petal, the color doesn't add anything to the taste b'chlal. The color is totally artificial. The taste is the high fructose corn syrup and everything else, but the color has nothing to do with any of the taste b'chlal. It happens to be after you add it in, so it's one thing. And therefore it's the maichal, that's more really tiny. But the color is certainly not doing anything. Now, can you pour in, how about if you just want it, your kids don't want to drink, they don't just drink water. We don't, a lot of kids are like this. In their bottle, we don't take just water. We need, it has to be colored. So you want to color the water so the kid thinks that it's sweetened. So what are you going to do? You take your regular water and stick in a few drops of food coloring to stick it inside, that it should look like it's a sweet drink, and the kid will drink it. It's that Mutar on Shabbos. This L'chero is the Shaila of the Prima Gadim. The Shaila of the Prima Gadim that we were clarifying beforehand, is the Prima Gadim only asering when you're going to do it to sell it? But if you're doing it in your house, then the put in a little coloring into the schnapps into your house that people should enjoy it more, even though it doesn't seem to the taste, but it should look better. That's going to be Mutar. Or no, since you're putting in something which is not a food item, that's why the Prima Gadim is asering it. That you are allowed to add the since you're putting it in as a terech achilo, then immediately you're to get people to eat it. Therefore, it's not a problem to put it in. Like we had somebody made pancakes when we were learning the sugya of possible bakis in Teresa the Nama. Somebody added pink, red food coloring into their pancakes that the kids should like to eat the pancakes. Does it change the taste? No, it doesn't change the taste. But lemaisa, the kids eat it more. Therefore, it's a terech achilo. Therefore, it's mutter. Kumta is that kinira. Mr. Kirelitz learned the din of the Prima Gadim, the whole issue is because you're not being misyachit to it as a davar shel achila b'chlal. Come to the original shayla. Is it because tzviya b'ichlin, it's mufka, it's not shayach, or that it's not shayach? It's just when you're misyachit to it as oichol, it's a davar sheino shel kayama like lashon the Prima Gadim because you're going to eat it, the meal is going to be mutter. However, when you're not being misyachit to it as an oichol b'chlal, you're misyachit to it to sell it, like the case of Rav by the sheikhet with the dam and the beis hashchita, or the case of the moichre yayin tzraf, they're not being misunderstood as a dover shel oichol b'chlal. It's anything that they sell. It could be a shtender for all intents and purposes. Mamela, therefore, we're not misunderstood as an oichol, and there's a problem of tzviya b'oichlin. Kumtais, anything which is done to enhance the taste of the enhance the eating aspect, the chur would be mutter if you hold ain tzviya b'oichlin. Once again, if the nishmas adam, there is an inyan to be moinea from something if it's ahead you're going ahead to be tzveya. Because he holds it tzviya b'oichlin. You can always switch around. In many cases, you can switch around the order to take care of that problem. That it be'etim is not mufka. It's not mufka. It's just that since it's a oichol, you bring yourself to it as an oichol, therefore it's a problem. And therefore it's not a problem. Sivchof, yesh mi sha'imir, sha'ichol tutu mishar peiris ha'tzivim, tzorek le'ezorosh le'igav yadav tzvus v'bogadav v'mapavishim tzviya. Tzviya pitu b'mashka peiris, let's talk about the tzviya b'oichlin. There are those that hold now when you're eating tutim, berries of some sort that are have a very strong color, and when they get on your hands, they stain your hands, and when they get on from your hands onto a beged, they stain the beged. You should be careful not to touch the beged, not clean your mouth, not touch the beged with your hands, because there's a shash of tzeveya. Now, l'alach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that maker the dina, they're achlichol. Therefore, there are those that are mekel, and he said, v'makom atchak, you could be mekel. If you have yesh leis mechalim hecha diyav shalei lizar v'zeh, betem, it's a tzviya. The way the Shulchan Aruch Rav is masberit in Shin Beis, in the Kudshas Akron in Shin Beis, he says that be'etzem, what are you doing over here? You're taking a dover which it is normal for it to be tzavua. You're taking a shirt, which they make blue shirts. They make red and black shirts. Therefore, it's a dover which is shayach to the melechus tzviya. You're also taking a thing, berry juice, which is something which they used, the cholapos in those days, to dye. And therefore, be'etzim you're using, you have all the givens that you need to be chayav al tzviya. The problem is that you're doing a derech lichluch. In that exact makom that you touched, you did a good tzviya. Just in the overall picture, it doesn't look nice. Therefore, me'ikad adina, you're doing a ma'isa tzviya. And therefore, you shouldn't do it. However, derech lichluch, therefore there are those that are meikul. But be'etzim, the yisoid is that be'etzim and shayav to the melechus tzviya, and therefore, it's a problem. Now, this lechero, this whole din, that you have to be moinea from doing this, lechatchila, yeshem and yesh nizar, is only something which it's the derech to be tzeveya. But if it's not the derech to be tzeveya, then it's mufka, like we saw in Simon Shin Beis, that it's mufka, there's certain things that are mufka from tzviya. Sorry, Shin Gimel, Sivchofei. Os lisha shetava b'shabat tzrak al panem shim tzeveya. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to man, you don't have lechshash. Why? Because a man is something which is mufka from tzviya. It's not the derech to be tzeveya, therefore there's not even iser derech banu b'chlal. There's nothing, it's not iser b'chlal by something which is not the derech to be tzeveya. We don't look at it as a ma'isa tzviya. That's why the chur apashtis, even if you have kavanah with your blue artik, that you want to be tzeveya your tongue, nevertheless it's not the derech to be tzeveya. Therefore it's not going to help that you have the kavanah. The chur, the pashtis, is mufka from tzviya. And therefore, l'chur, it shouldn't be a problem. And the fact that a child decides that that's what he wants to do, I don't know if that's going to change the halacha. When it comes to a chatpami, when it comes to a napkin or a tissue, and you want to clean your hands with a napkin which is going to be thrown in the garbage can, l'chur also, that's ein derech litzvaya. something which is chad pami, which can't be used again, which is not going to be used again, is going into the garbage can, is mufka from the malachas tzviya, because nobody is tzviya something to throw it into the garbage can. It's not used again. After you dirty it with your hands, it's going straight into the garbage can. Meil is a davar which is mufka, it's not derech litzvaya, and meil is no iser afilu iser derabanon, the preskim nemon, come on, all the preskim, the just about chotshoni seem to be mitzadid lachmer. Well, the chore of the pashtus is, it's mufka from a davar which is, he talks about something which is efshuli iskayim. But Yatrusi, he says, even if you're going to throw it out afterwards, you have a shmata, and you're going to throw it out afterwards. Lamais is something which is batz musa shayach to the parsha of tzviyam. But lachora, even napkins, even he would be masking by a napkin, by a tissue, which it's not shayach to the parsha of tzviyam. It's not a davar miskayim. But meila, it's not shayach to the parsha of tzviyam, and there's no problem to clean your fingers on a napkin or a tissue that you're going to throw out in the garbage can.
What's a cloth napkin?
Cloth napkins. What's the story with a cloth napkin? You go to either you have in your own house or you buy a shemir bracha. If you're in your own house, you usually have a tissue somewhere you could be give
a
chanitza. Same thing as a towel, a cloth napkin and a towel. L'chura, the same thing. L'chura, a cloth napkin, accordingly, would be a problem. It's a davar which is shayach tzivea. They have purple, and they have gold, and they have red and maroon, and they have, it's something which is in the parasha of tzivea. And you're being tzivea with tutim, which is l'chura, a davar which is tzivea, according to the mechaber l'chol apachas. Bizmaninu, though, it's not the derech to be tzivea with tutim. Not only that, it's not the derech to be tzeveya with any color. Once you already have a mapo, no one is tzeveya. Unless you're tie-dyeing, then I don't know of anybody that's tzeveya anything after you get it from the manufacturer. Once you already bought the shirt, no one takes the shirt and sticks it into ketem grape juice to turn it into a beautiful purple. Or nor does anybody take his cloth napkins and stick it into meitutim that it should be able to come, that it should be dyed. Not only that, it doesn't really help, because as soon as you're going to stick it into the washing machine, then you're going to lose most of the color. So the chur, pashtus is not going to help, and therefore it's zikr not the derech and bizmanenu. Therefore, there are those that in a chanam want to be mitzadeid, that is not a problem. Piskechuvo, kilach riyan, but he names on like this, kipshutai, that in a chanam, bizmanenu, the whole thing is mufka, it's not shaykh, and therefore you don't have to be choishish. It's not in the parsha tzviyah. Ain derech tzviyah b'kach. In the same way that we say by napkin is not a problem, so too is not a problem. Shmir Shabbos Chalos, on the other hand, only said it when you get the napkins. Mashmois is that by other cloth napkins it would be a problem. However, there is a Reb Chaim Noon in Sefer Ktesa Shulchan. He's marich very much when you get the tzviyah b'orech and the simin kuf me'mvav. And one of the things that he mentions, he says, I'll be the Shulchan Acharav that we just mentioned before, and at the end of Simin Shin Beis, he says that something which is the derech for it to be used in the oifen of tzviya, it's darke b'kach, it's miyuchet for this. For example, a moich that a woman is misakin for zman nidosa. She puts something down that to be able to catch the dam, that you're being tzviya. He says because it's miyuchet for that, therefore it's not a problem of tzviya. We don't look at that as a mice of tzviya. This is what it's miyuchet for. It's to get dirty and to get clean. To get dirty and to get clean. That's what it's for. Says the Shulchan, says Reb Chaim Noah, accordingly, according to this svara, if a person has a mapo, he has a napkin, a cloth napkin that he uses to clean his hands when he's eating, then even if you're eating tutim, it wouldn't be a problem because it's miyuchet for them, and therefore it's not a problem. Let's just clarify one thing. When it comes to cleaning your hands, lachura, that which you're talking about cleaning is only something which could theoretically be tzeveya. If you have salad, grease from salad on your hands, you want to clean it on one of these cloth napkins, there's no problem to clean the grease or most other food items that you have on the napkins. That's derech lichluch, and it's not a derech tzviya b'chlal, because it's not something which you tzviya with. It's only something which theoretically could be used as a tzeva. It was at one time used as a tzeva. In the olden days, that's what they did use. They used these berry colors as a tzviya, therefore it's shaykh to the parasha of tzviya, and therefore possibly there's a makom to be moneya. There's those that say that bizmanenu is mutter. Certainly be makom atzerich, you're stuck, and this is what you have, you're allowed to clean your hands. So, in something with, to clean your hands on a cloth napkin, when it's anything else besides the other, which is something which could die, that's pasha that it's mutter l'kuliyama. In a case where it's something which could die, then if it's a napkin which you're going to throw in the garbage can afterwards, it's not a problem. It's a cloth napkin. The mashmoy says that it should be a problem over here. There are those that want to be mitzadeh that bizmaninu it's mufka. Even if you want to be machmer, b'mokum, where it's you, you don't have another napkin, you're via a kiddush or something like that, and there's no other napkin, that's what they have. Then in Chanami, you would be allowed to be surveya, the pasha is to be same upon those that hold it, since it's derech lichloch, therefore, it's not a problem. Now, if you have a choice to use, they have red and purple napkins there, and you want to clean your hands are dirty from red, from the red berries, which napkin should you rather use? Should you rather use the red one or the purple one? There the Mishnah Berurah says, Zikr from the Magen Avraham, Beged Adam, Koshkin, Dasa Lekan, Chedem, Asakim. We should rather use the purple one instead of the red one. Yesh L'ayin Mizmanenu, that we have 2,784 different shades of red, whether or not there's such an Indian, if you're being Masakin, Zikr, there's no tzad in the velt, that the red that you have on your fingers is going to be exactly the same shade as red as your red napkin, and no one looks at that as a Masakin. When you have red, darker red and lighter red, it's just as bad as if you had green on polka dots. Almost as bad. Now the truth is that there's Elio Rabba here that says exactly Fakir from the Milgan Avram. Elio Rabba says no, if you have a choice of purple or red, it's better to use the red than to use the purple, because then we don't see the Maisa Tzvio B'chol. Using the purple, then we see the Maisa Tzvio. Using the red, the Milgan Avram Kinnir understood. No, Fakir. It's Derek Lichluch if it's on a purple. Mashengin is Derek Mesakin if it's on a red. The Lachla Maisa Mishabru was the Milgan Avram, both here. And in Simon Reish Pei, when he gets to be Mikaneh Dam Besulim, he says, one should not be Mikaneh, brings up a Bimagadam, one should not be Mikaneh Dam Besulim, with a Beged which is Tavua, which is red. Because you're being Misakan, therefore there's Makam to be Choshesh here, one should not do that. I might say that's the Mishnah Berurah rules. One last halacha when you get to Tzviyam, and that is if you're by somebody's house, and you ask them to use the facilities, you go into the bathroom, and use the bathroom, and then you realize that there's one of these blue little bricks in the toilet that as soon as you flush it's going to change the color of the water to blue. Now, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to flush the toilet when it's going to change the water to blue? What's the shailah? Water is a Dvar Meichel. It is, but over here you're not being misasked to it as a Dvar Meichel Bechlal, and therefore, according to the Prima God, Lechur should be a problem. However, the Lechur Mokhom Dvim Mitzad Lechol. First of all, Lechur should be no different than your tissue and your napkin. It's a chad pami, it's going into the garbage, mamish. And therefore it's not a tree which is in the sky. It's not something which is, you have no, it's not derech tzvi b'kach l'chur. However, mitzad sheni, we see that everybody does it. So it's hard to say it's not considered derech tzvi b'kach. Because people, they buy these special things. You could buy the brick for 4 shekel, that just gives the soapy, it cleans your toilet. Or the other one for 6 shekels. So people are willing to pay the extra 3 shekels. Shlomo Zalman says this. He says, there are those that want to be meikel. Rabbi Tzion Abishul and Arletzi, and one of his sources to be Mikkel, he gives comments to them to be Mikkel. He says, first of all, if you're by somebody else's house, Lachara, it's a Psigresh Lenichalim. You're not interested in Bechlal. You don't care whether or not it's color. Now, I don't know if he says to somebody else's house. He says, Psigresh Lenichalim. And then Rishlam Zamantan, he says, Ladach is Psigresh Lenichalim. You spent extra money to buy the one which is Tervea. It's not Psigresh Lenichalim. You're interested in the color. Besides, the color camouflages everything. You don't see what's going on. It's a color. You're happy with that. That maybe you don't have to asrar psigreshly nichle. The shal is bechlal. Is it your koyach? Is it considered your koyach? Is it considered a groma when you flush the toilet? All you're doing bathroom is taking off, you're picking up the little stopper over the water, and the water is flying down and hitting this brick which turns the water colors. Now, is that considered koyach or not? The Aruch Shabbos wanted to be tzadid. Is that considered koyach? That's just like sticking a guy in front of a valve of water and turning open the valve, and the water comes and hits the guy. That we consider that to be koichai. So it's over here, you're picking up the stopper, and the water is coming down and flying down on top of the brick, which is going to color it. If the brick is inside of the tank, so then it only gets colored after you flush the toilet and the water comes inside, that you could say is koichai. That's a grumma. Therefore, that's much more, it needs to be makel. Pashas, that's not a problem at all, you can flush the toilet. The problem is when the little brick is inside the toilet, what do you do in that case? So there's Sadal Lahakmar and Sadal Lahakil, Lamaisa. For sure, if it's in somebody else's house, Pashas, you don't really care about it. You don't care, it's a dover which is chadpami. It's not a kenzain, it's even considered a gromo. It's a dover shin miskayim, whichever way you spice it, the chur shouldn't be a daraisa. And we're talking about makom kavod avrius. And therefore, kavod avrius, makom. None of that, piskechuvus was like more machmer. You have a chiruv, it's kavod avrius. It's pashas that you have to do it, you're not allowed to leave it there. If it's a. What? Why can't you just move it and then flush it? So, if. L'chor HaPashtas is that it's muktzah, because it's a brick which has no, what? Well, take a washing cup. There, it's the Tzerich Dover HaMotah. L'chor, you should be able to do it al Zeh Dover Acher, in a Chanami. As a matter of fact, Aruch HaShabbos says, the best thing to do, if you're in your own house, that's what you should do. If what? L'chor, if you, can you put it back? Not so much, 1 second. Can you take it off? So, Take it off if you're in your own house. The whole pumps. We'll worry about it in our own house. You're in your own house and you forgot to take off this brick before Shabbos. The best thing is to take it off. Kick it off with your foot. That's the tilto begufay. Not a problem. Are you going to make a little bit of mess on the floor? Fine. Let's say it's your house. You clean it up. You worry about it afterwards. Now, let's say you can't take it out with your foot. You can't get out with your foot. You can't get out with the. So he says it's better even to take it off with your hands. He says, Mokum kavod habriyos. You want to flush the toilet? You should take it out with your hands and move it. Now, let's say you're in somebody else's house and you want to flush the toilet. So what's better? So he, Kinnear, understood that it's better the tzad of to take be tato vade mukta than the chash of being tzeveya. The tzeveya is also, you is mitzad that if you're looking at the chashabas in the aura, it's mitzad that I don't know if it's the right to the rabbanon. Why? Because we find the Prima Gundam says that if you put in color into a water that you're going to hang up on by your window, then it's a problem. So maybe also over here, to hang up, it's a problem. It's you're being surveyed the water and you're interested in it. L'chora, I don't know what the tzad is that should be there, right? So Zichra is not a davar shemiskayim. It's not, it's going to be, even the water itself, which is going to go out, is going to mix with everything else. L'chora, I don't know if it's, not only that, but Tzian Abba Shavuot, Tanez, he says, if you leave the water by itself for a long time, then the dye will separate from the water, he says. So the water will sink to the bottom. If you leave it for long enough, then it will sink to the bottom, it will separate, and you're not going to have a, which is what happens sometimes, you try it at home. Try this at home. Take food coloring, stick it into the toilet, and see what happens. Lock the door and see what happens. First it spreads, and see, some of it just falls straight to the bottom, and see what happens after a little while, whether or not it changes. I don't know exactly if food coloring is the same thing. Food coloring, lechur, is meant to change. I don't know exactly what happens there. Therefore, there are many those that are makel. Mamakam Netchak, to just flush the toilet if you want, you can do it with the shini also. For those that hold that, it helps. That's what it seems the most Paiskim hold that Me'ikad the Dinu, you're allowed to. Mamakam Netchak, you're in somebody else's house. And for sure, somebody else's house where it's Leini Chaleh, you don't really care about it, then you could flush the toilet. Mamakam Kavad Abriyat, you're allowed to flush the toilet. If you're in your own house, there are those that say that it's better to take it out with your foot. And Al Smukta, or Shabbat Zim inside, to take it out with your hands. Can you put it back afterwards if you're in somebody else's house and you took it out? There it's L'chura also, if you work with your hands, L'chura Yishana, with your feet, and you hold that tilt of a goof is not a problem, like the Mishnah Berurah holds, then if you have some way to do that, then kol hakavod. Just don't ruin the toilet, like I left my house for somebody once, and it came back after Shabbos, and their toilet was stuffed. What was the problem? There's actually a Rosh Hashanah, I think. We only found that afterwards, after paying 150 shekel to the guy to come and clean the installata, the plumber to come and take it out, that little colored thing with the, it wasn't colored, the soapy thing in the toilet was stuck inside the toilet. So I don't know if the guy was trying to be a machmir and by accident fell into the toilet. But machira, your chilul Shabbos is not, you don't flush the toilet right there, but don't ruin somebody else's toilet for that.
Taco question: what were the locations of
in the toilet? So when you flush the toilet, the water comes down. You're taking the stopper and you're causing the water to come down and hit the brick. Your direct maisa, as opposed to they have inside of the toilet, inside the tank in the back, where the water is already colored before you flush. After you flush it, then the water only after it fills up, then it hits the color and colors it. So there, that's much less of your maisa. It only is the water which is coming in afterwards. That's with regard to Tzeveya. Not yours.
If you rent, it's not a problem.
If you rent, it's not a problem. That's yours. Here it says, Mechir Liyoni. The gather of Malacha.
You better put it back on Shabbos?
You shouldn't put it back on Shabbos. If you hold that it's Mamash Shalsa, then you shouldn't back it on Shabbos, because then it'd be Mashal the people after you. So you should probably put it back after Shabbos. Stay locked into the bathroom until after. What you could do is just move it with your foot a little bit, that it shouldn't be in the. That's the simplest Eitza, probably. Move it with your foot away from the stream of water. The whole point is that it shouldn't be Ipsic Ratio, that that's going to happen. Flush the toilet and let it fit, settle back into its own place by itself afterwards. Then you're. Whoever it is, the people that hold afterwards, there are those that are makel, so it's not a. You're not being mashed in the harem. The Mishnah says, Korean Tefer. Of its malachas, Abram Chasachas. Hazareh, Vacharish, Vakhitz, Vamamir, Vahulu, Vahulu. Vahirich, Nichutim, Vapitesh, Nichutim, Vakushir, Vahamatir. Vahatefer, State Fears. And Akur, Amanas, Akurel, Amanas, its first State Fears. Interestingly enough, by kosher matir, it doesn't say almanas lichshur. Hatzer for state spheres, hakarei almanas lit for state spheres. Somebody has karei adafka almanas lit for state spheres. The mashmois is that in certain cases that the Mishnah says that has to be almanas, that the halacha is that the only time that you're chayiv is dafka when it's almanas. Dafka when it's your kareya almanas litfer, then you're chayiv. If it would be shlamanas litfer, even if it's for a tikkun, nevertheless it's not going to be chayiv. Why? Because that's what they had in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they had some of the urea got a hole from a worm, ate into the urea. Therefore they ripped the urea and moved the two pieces together underneath the hole to be able to sew back up. Therefore, with Karei Almanas Litzvah, it has to be done with the Mishkan. If it's not done with the Mishkan, then that's not the Melacha. We saw, on Daf Memches Amud Aleph, a Karei Beis HaTzaver, when in the Sugya of Boine, Rashi says that somebody's Karei, Paiseach Beis HaTzaver B'Shabbos, Chayev Chatas. They had, by the collar, that sometimes when you bought a shirt, the collar was sewn together, to rip the collar open, to be able to stick your head inside, through the hole, that, the Gemara says, is Chayev Chatas. Rashi says why? The hashtag kamash v'lei mona v'chayim mishumaka bepatish. Because tikkun mona, you're chayim mishumaka bepatish because you created the shirt on Shabbos. Frek the Beisayisiv, why are you chayim also out kareya? You ripped the two pieces of the shirt apart, and therefore the sewn together. You ripped the two pieces apart. You're chayim out kareya. And with the Beisayisiv, the reason why you're not chayim out kareya is because kareya shleim not lit for. You're not planning on sewing it afterwards. You're planning on putting your head through afterwards. So your shirt, you ripped apart without the intention of being tefer, therefore you're not going to be chayav al tkareya. The only thing you're chayav al tmak v'patish. The truth is, for Kozma v'zehar ritva, the ritva in Daf Makas, Daf Gimel and Beis, brings down this Rashi, and he asks the same kasha. He says, why are you not chayav al tefer? He says, the reason we're not chayav al tefer is because the only time, he says, al tkareya, you're not almanas litzvah, you're not chayav, kilu, because it's not almanas litzvah. The only thing you're chayav is al tmak v'patish. Kumdai Sakhur, like we're saying, that he understood that the whole Malachas Kareya to be chayiv for is Dafkut Kareya Manas Litzvah. Even a Kriya, which is a Tikkun, if it's Shleim Manas Litzvah, it's a problem. It's not a problem in Dar Etzel. Therefore, over here, you're ripping the shirt apart as the Tikkun to be able to use the shirt. Nevertheless, you're not going to be chayiv in Dar Etzel Kareya since it's Shleim Manas Litzvah. The only problem is that our Sugya says Lahadi not that way. The Sugya says, Lafkuf Hamad Beis, Akareya Al Meisai, Akareya Bechamasa Be'evlev Al Meisai Chayiv. And the Gemara, what are we talking about? Even though the Mishnah says Kriya Meisai is Potter, Holy Gosh, Hobby Meisai Day, Hobby Meisai Alma. The Gemara said, doesn't say it's Hobby Meisai Day. At the end of the day, that when he's Chayiv for Kareya is when it's Kareya for somebody he has a Chiv to write Kriya for. Somebody that's Meisai Meisai, that is a Chiv to write Kriya to rip his Beged for this Meis, then since he has a mitzvah to do the Kriya, therefore with the Kriya is Chayiv out. The Malachas Kareya. I decree Shleim Anas Litzvah. Not only that, there's certain people that a person is Kareya for that he's not allowed to be Tefer. It has to be that Shleim Anas Litzvah because he's not allowed to be Tefer afterwards. That's the Maisa Kriya, is that it has to be ripped and not put together. Eba Zay, L'chur, you have a case of Kareya, which is a Tikkun, and a person is Chayiv. L'chur, Lehed, you're not like the Beis Yosef and the Ritzvah. However, the truth is, not only that, Mishbura in the discussion of the Beis Yosef. Mishbura is matmi on the Beis Yosef. Lachur is before the Gemara, not that way. However, Lachur and Rashi is before not that way. Rashi says that at the end of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that we answer Chamasa el Chamasa lekasher of Yehuda Reb Shimon. So too, Mesa el Mesa, he says Rashi, we should have answered the same way. That we could answer the same way, Harb Yehuda Reb Shimon. The Chatzchila we wanted is that tonight, like one Tana. The only Tana that we could set tonight to say that it should be is Reb Yehuda. Because if there's a tzad that you're chayiv, that's only for Yehuda that holds Malach Shenitzich Leguv is chayiv. At the end of the day, we say no. The man that holds is chayiv is Yehuda that holds Malach Shenitzich Leguv is chayiv. The man that holds Potter is Reb Shimon. Kumtais, according to Rashi, the only time that somebody's Kareya Al Meisai is chayiv is only in the case if you hold like Reb Yehuda that Malach Shenitzich Leguv is chayiv. If you hold Malach Shenitzich Leguv is Potter, then you're not chayiv for writing for him. Dehainu. B'yasser B'yerksas. What's the Malach Shenitzich Legufa? When do we say that you're chayiv even if you didn't do it like they did in the Mishkan or not? What's the Malach Shenitzich Legufa? Malach Shenitzich Legufa is when you did the Malacha, not for what they did it for in the Mishkan. So let me ask you, what's going to be the Halacha if a person cooks Cholent on Shabbos? What did they have Bishul in the Mishkan? Bishul in the Mishkan was Bishul Samamon. They didn't have Bishul of Cholent. Are you chayiv if you're Vashul Cholent? Davar Pasha, you are chayiv. Why are you chayiv? because you did the malacha for the sake of the malacha. You did the malacha for the tachlis of the malacha that they had in the Mishkan. The tachlis of the malacha was to get to a bishul. They cooked for the sake of the bishul. What did they cook? They cooked some amanim. I'm cooking shalom. Somebody else is cooking string beans. Doesn't make a difference what you're cooking. Lamaisa, you're doing the malacha for the tachlis of the malacha in the Mishkan. Malacha shein tzrich leguf is when you're doing the malacha not for the tachlis of the malacha that they had in the Mishkan. Chayfer guma v'intarach al lachor. The quintessential malacha shein tzrich leguf. Somebody that digs a pit, but he doesn't need it for the pit. He needs it for the offer. Why do they dig pits in the Mishkan? Because they had to be the natsniya by machten. We saw on dafkuf basement base. They made little holes in the ground to hide things, to hide their needles overnight that they use for being tefer. That's what they use it for in the Mishkan. They made the hole to hide things inside. So let's say I dig a hole and I want to put my balls inside. I want to put my basketball and my baseball inside. That's also going to be chayiv, even though it's not what they had in Mishkan, because it's for the tachlis of what they had in Mishkan. However, if I'm making a bar, and my kavanah for making the bar is not for the seis bar, it's only to get the offer, and for all I care, for all intents and purposes, I couldn't care if the bar itself didn't happen. If I would dig somewhere in the ground, and as I dig and take out the offer, there would be a landslide, and the dirt would fall in from the sides and go into the pit, so I would not be left with the pit. I also wouldn't care, because I'm not making the pit for the sake of the pit. Therefore, even when that doesn't happen, and I dig in my backyard, and I'm making a pit, but since the reason why I'm making the bar is not for the tachlis of the Mishkan, to have a bar, rather it's for offer, therefore it's considered malacha she'ein atzricha legufo. Now the shayla is, what happens when it comes to kriya? What's the kriya that they had in the Mishkan? The kriya that they had in the Mishkan was kriya manas letzfar. I knew the kriya, the begin, amanas to be tayr for the begin. Mamela, in the Mishkan, the reason why they had it was because they had a hole in the beged, and they sliced the beged to be able to move together the two parts of the urea to be able to sew it up. Now, let's say I have a different problem with my beged. I was sewing together, but since I'm a man, I'm not doing such a great job, and therefore there's a little bubble that sticks out after I sew the two pieces of the garment together. So I want to cut it to be able to straighten it out and then re-sew it. That's not what they had in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they had Nafal Badarna. Here, it's Ovid Ki Kisto, like the Gemara says in Daf Kei Hamad Aleph. That's the Ovid Ki Kisto, Kofei Mabiz. You sew two things together, and there's a little bubble that's popping up. Nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv because it's for the same tachlis that they had in the Mishkan. You're doing a kriya in the beged to be misakin in the beged. Now, let's say I do a kriya to be misakin, but now the tikkun is not in the beged. Had we done that? I'm doing a kriya which is misakin, but the kriya is not in the beged b'chol. What's such a case? Kare al mesoi. Somebody's kare al mesoi, and he rips this beged to be kaim divrei chazal that doesn't need to be kare. B'chor, he did the maisa kriya for a tikkun, but it's not a tikkun in the beged. Kumtais, it's not damit to the malacha that they had in the Mishkan. Tainas Rashi, that's not the malacha they had in the Mishkan. The malacha they had in the Mishkan is a kriya in the beged for the sake of being misak in the beged. Kokama, that you're not being misak in the beged, you have a different tikkun that you're accomplishing. That's a chayver guma vein tarach al afara. That's the case of you're digging a pit, not for the sake of the pit, for a different reason. I need the pit. I don't need the pit. I need to dig the pit so I should be able to get the offer. I need to do the maisa kriya, not to be misak in the beged. Rather, to mikayim divir chazal that says the zechiv kriya, that is considered, lefi Rashi, a malacha shein atzrich legufa. Kumtaris, that this whole din of Kriya Lesakin according to Rashi does not exist in Halacha Lemaisa. Why? Because we paskin, Lefi, most Paiskin paskin, most Rishayin paskin, like Rav Shimon, that Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is Potter. There's no Chiv Midarais as Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa in Shabbat. Kumtaris, this whole Yisoid of Malacha Lesakin is only going to be according to Rabbi Yehuda, but that's Rashi, it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not according to Rabbi Shimon Lechar. Kumtaris, the whole, for those of us that were with us, we're crazy, I think. And we have the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha that went on, Barichus, that we have many cases that Mechika, Shalayam Anas Lichtaiv, if the Mechika lane is a tikkun, then it's a problem. That's Midarais, it's a problem. And that's to explain the Bach. The Bach that was Mechadish, or Bechidish, that when you have the wax that falls onto two letters, if you take it off your Chayv Midarais, that's Mechik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why Chayv? It's Mechik Amanas Lesakim. This lechur is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass on the Rabbi Shimon. And Malach Shein Tzrich Leguf is not chayiv. What's there to talk about? B'chal lechur, where is the Mishnah Berurah coming from? As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah says Duch Lehedya. He says this whole din is that the Rambam paskins by Korea that if the Korea is amanas l'sakin, then in Echanam you're chayiv. As long as it's not a kilka, then you're chayiv. He says it's the Rambam l'shitasei. The Rambam l'shitasei. The Rambam is the shiti chidah that holds that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that Malach Shein Tzrich Leguf is chayiv. The Rambam, the Shitasi, is able to paskin that Malach Shein Tzrich Leguf is chayim. For those that we're able to see it. It's in Shin Mem Sif Yudalit. It's the Lashon of the Rambam. Lashon of the Rambam is Hamadavik Nayoris Eris Bukurlin Shal Sefer Miketzabai Harizal Tadus Sefer V'chay V'chein Mafarik Nayoris Devukin. You rip apart two sheets of paper that are stuck together. Or Eris Devukin V'lein Niskavin Lekalkel Bavad Harizal Tadus Kerei V'chayev. As long as your kavan is not Lekalkel, then you're chayev. Doesn't tell you what it has to be, Amunas. As long as it's anything which is a tikkun, you're chayev. Says the Mishnah Sotah, it's very glatt. The Rambam that she does that holds Moksha and Tzichel Guba is chayev, so it's over here chayev. But if you hold that, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Moksha and Tzichel Guba is chayev, so over here chayev. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, Moksha and Tzichel Guba is potter, says Rashi, then in a chanami, over here you're also going to be potter. Eva Zayim, where's the Mishnah Berurah coming from, Maklal, the whole state of Amunas? However, we saw Tesis. Tesis learns differently than Rashi. Tesis says that somebody's Kareal Meisai. He says Rashi says somebody's Kareal Meisai. That's Malikim Yudim Shimon. I Tesis say to this on Gufei and Rebbeis that no, it's a kriya which is a mitzvah. The Mukhlin Kaman. Benir Levi Delay Matarat Lachamasai Chamasai. Avobal Meisai Lei Pligi. Everybody agrees. Sire of Yehuda, Sire of Shimon. Even Yehuda, Shimon that holds Lachshen Shlugov as Potter. In this case, he's in Michayev. Why? Because there's a tikkun. Mitzvah is a tikkun. The fact that he's right kriya is a kind of mitzvah that's considered a tikkun. The Mashmois is that it does get the Machlekes. How do we don up the Malacha of is it considered Malacha Sheni Tzichel Gufa or not? Really, we can say like this. V'etzem, everybody agrees what's Malacha Sheni Tzichel Gufa. Malacha Sheni Tzichel Gufa is what the Tachlis was in the Mishkan. If you did it for a different Tachlis in the Mishkan, then you're not Chayiv. V'etzem get the Machlekes in Rashi and Tesis. Machlekes is what was the Malacha in the Mishkan? That which says Kriyam and Aslitzvor, is that a simmon or is that a Siba? Does it have to be Dafka Amun Aslitzvor or Amun Aslitzvor is just the way you're saying that it's a tikkun? Kriyam Mitzakenet, any Kriya which is Mitzakenet, that's what you're chayiv for. Rashi understood that Amun Aslitzvor is the Siba that you're chayiv. It has to be Dafka Amun Aslitzvor, that was the Malach of the Mishkan. Kokama, they do a different tikkun and a Chayim, you're not going to be chayiv with their Eisa. Mashiach and Tesis understood, no, that Kriyam and Aslitzvor is a simmon. It has to be something which is a tikkun. Go any tikkun that you have in a chanam, you're going to be chayiv for. Even if it's not a tikkun which is in the Beged Alein. It's not a Malach Sheni Tzichel Gufa. Go come that you have a tikkun, you have something which is a. Since you have a mitzvah, says Tesis, Mail is considered a tikkun, therefore it's considered a Malacha Tzichel Gufa. That was the Malacha of the Mishkan. Malacha Misaken. The truth is that you really say that there's a different Malach like between Rashi and Tesis, and this is negated to the Yisoyed of Malacha Sheni Tzichel Gufa. And it's really going to get to the next sugya on Kuvol and Aleph, the next half of Amud, and Bechlal and Daf Tzadi Dalet, Tzadi Gimel, Amud Beis, the sugya of Lachshen Tzichel Gufa, and that is, what is the definition of Lachshen Tzichel Gufa? Rashi over here says that it's Lachshen Tzichel Gufa, like somebody that's Moitzi as a Meis Lekavri. A little more, by Sofas Beer, Rashi says in Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, I'm sorry, that somebody that's Moitzi as a Meis, according to Shimon Yerpater, I feel of a mei shalim. That v'mlach sheni tzichel gufa. Somebody does a ma'isa huitzo from rishus hayachat rishus harabim with a mate to take it outside. He's potter because v'mlach sheni tzichel gufa. V'chol malach sheni tzichel gufa elo l'salka me'olav. Any malach which he doesn't need, he only needs it l'salka me'olav. The b'ritzayne lo bo'olai v'leyev. Any malach that he would rather that it didn't happen in the first place, that's not considered malach machshavet. The hain. What was the malach huitzo in the Mishkan? Malach huitzo was I had to take gold from my house and bring it to the Mishkan. I did a ma'isa hitzo, I needed the gold to get from place A, point A to point B. Let's say the gold would have just disappeared from my house and wouldn't have gone anywhere. Would I have been happy? No, that wasn't what the tachlis is. The tachlis is I have to get it to the Mishkan. I needed to get it to place B. I had to do the ma'isa hitzo. In the case of the mace, somebody has a mace in his house and now the mace is smelling up his house or he needs to bring kahanim to his house. Whatever reason why he doesn't want the mace in his house, it's not because when he takes the mace out of his house, it's not because he wants the mace in place B. Because he doesn't want it in place B, in place A. It's the south of Melev. I don't want it here. If the brace would disappear, he would be just as happy. He doesn't have to get it to place B. He just doesn't want it over here. Memelev, that's not a malacha tzichel gufa. I'm not doing it for the tachlis of the malacha. I'm doing it because I don't want it here. It's bothering me here, and therefore I'm doing it. But not because I need the tachlis of the malacha. Memelev, when it comes to Kareel Meisai, the reason why he's writing Kriya is not for the tachlis of Malacha. He's doing it because there's a mitzvah in the Torah that says that a mitzvah midarabanan midaraisa, that it has to be Kriya. He'd rather that it never happened in the first place. He'd rather that the mace wouldn't have died. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says lekavri, actually in Tzadi Dalet Beis, Rashi says afilu mace lekavri. I shouldn't get into it. We're getting a little bit too. The Mashmoit is that Tosfos speaks this out. Read the Duch, but that's Rashi. Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. He says, L'chori, he wouldn't. He says, you have to know how far to take it, right? They also, in the times of the Sabra Zayzin, And the Mishkan also, according to the Sfarnei, the whole Mishkan was only really an Einish. After the Chet HaEgel, they lost the ability, that Be'etzim the Shechina was Shira everywhere in Machane Yisrael. After the Chet HaEgel, they lost that Yecholus, and as Rav says, I'm only being Miyach and my Dibur in one place, in the Mishkan. Kumtais, that it was an Einish. They'd rather that they would never have made the Egel in the first place. They would never have to build a Mishkan, they would never have to do the Ma'aseh Yisrael. So that's considered Wachshin Zir Lagufa. Not. You have to know where to draw the line. But he's saying that the mace, he'd rather that the guy didn't die in the first place, places Red Zaduch. He'd rather he would not have come to the Maisa of Korea. He doesn't need the Korea for the Korea itself. He needs the Korea, it's only because of the Maisa that happened that he has to do the Maisa of Korea. That's not considered Malacha Tzrich Lagufo. According to Tesis, the Korea is for a Tachlis. The Korea is for the Tachlis of the Korea. Maybe in a Hanami. They did in the Mishkan, Mavshin and Shechlikum means you're doing it for a different tachlis than they had in the Mishkan. Here you're doing it for a tachlis than they had in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they did a Kriya for the sake of ripping something to be able to fix it. Here I'm doing a Kriya for the sake of ripping something to be able to fix, give it a different fix. That's considered as if you did the Malach of the Mishkan. How do we done Mavshin and Shechlikum? Kenzan, that's Machlikin Rashi and Taisis. But Kumtais, Lachura, this whole, just back to the state of the Mishkan Brewer that says any Kriya Manasasak in Lachura is only according to Rashi, only according to Taisis, not according to Rashi. However, for those that will have seen the Be'er Halacha, and those that haven't yet seen it and will see the Be'er Halacha, the Be'er Halacha wants to tell even Das Rashi that Ken Zayin Rashi is also maskim that any kriya which is nesakin is going to be chayim midaraisa. It's only a kriya which is a mitzvah that Rashi holds is not considered a tikkun. However, a kriya which is any other type of tikkun would also be chayim midaraisa. Why? A kriya which is a kriya of mitzvah, even Taisa is mitzadeh, a kriya of mitzvah Ken Zayin is not considered a tikkun because it's not a tikkun in anything tangible. A kriya which is where somebody gets brownie points in Shemayim for doing something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do, that we don't look at it as a tikkun. I kol chavatzecha liyishvu boch zichah. There's nothing that comes to the asiyas mitzvah. There's nothing to the darga mitzvah. That's all when it gets to schar v'inish. When it gets to the melecha shabbos, which has to be a ma'aseh bria, a ma'aseh yitzira, something in the tachlis, a davar mamashi, it has to be a tangible. Therefore, we're looking for the kilkul, and the tikkun has to be in something which is tangible. Somebody rips a beged, and the only tachlis lesakin that he has is that he got a mitzvah, that you can't consider to be a tikkun. However, if you do a kriya, which is something which is a tikkun in the beged itself, for example, somebody that's korea a shirt, the collar is stuck together, and he rips the shirt open, even though it's lehedish someone has litzvur, in that case, the chori can be chayav al sefer, a korea. So why didn't Rashi say it on Dafim Ches? That the Be'er Halacha deals with. But Be'etzem, even if it's Kriya Shleim on Aslitzvur, can then even Rashi even Rizakin, as long as it's in the Beged Alein, then in Hanami, it's going to be a problem of Kareya Lesakin, which is, even the fear of Shimon that holds Melacha Tzrich L'Gufa is Pater, this is going to be considered Melacha Tzrich L'Gufa. Rashi, the Mishnah Brura, learned, he's being Chelek on a Beis Yosef, but that's Rashi. Lachor, the Pashta says, Rashi is beautiful. Rashi in Daf Mem Ches says that if somebody rips open a shirt, it's Makam Pashta, it's not Korea. Why? Because the Korea is Amanat Litzvur. How do I know? Because if it's any other thing which is not Amanat Litzvur, that Rashi says, not Kuvayim or Faith. That's Melach Shani Tzrich L'Gufa. Everything stems beautifully. The Mishnah Brura says, no. He says, no, the Korea Amanat Litzvur, Korea Amanat Tzakin, is Taka going to be Chayef. Aye, so we have to be Mazcha Rashi in Daf Mem Ches, we have to be Mazcha Rashi in Daf Kuvay. Rashi Kofei, even though he says that it's Melach Shani Tzrich L'Gufa, that's only by mitzvah. And Rashi Mem Ches, that says that it's only Tikkun Mana, then he comes to say why it's not considered Kriya. He says a Kriya which in and of itself is a Tikkun, is that Shavtikli, then we don't doubt it's a Kriya, that's a Tikkun Mana. That's his Chiddush. But just appreciate what the Mishnah Brura did to be Mechadish this Yisayid, he was Mazcha the Pashas of Rashi Mem Ches, Mazcha the Pashas of Rashi Kofei, and he went with this Yisayid, which is Klor and Tesis. In Taisus, the Yisrael is clear that any time that it's, when it's a tikkun, the Chobam by mitzvah, when it's a tikkun, it is considered a Melacha Tzrich L'Gufa. He wants to say, even with Das Rashi, that it's going to be a Melacha Tzrich L'Gufa that you're chayav for. Just do Vav and Zayin, which are the shorter, the ones that don't have the Bir Halachas. Sif, Shin Yud Dalet. Start a little late, sorry. Shin, Mem. Sif, Vav and Zayin. Chut shel tvira shenifdach osel lamotcha mishum tefer. A chut of tvira that came out, when it is not allowed to pull it together because of tefer. This, the Beis Yosef said, is machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. That's what we're talking about. Rashi understands when you have two chalakim of a beged that were sewn together, but it started pulling apart. The two parts of the beged started coming apart. If you pull out the string and it pulls the two pieces of the beged together, that you're chayav al tefer, even though you didn't go back and forth, didn't go in and out. Nevertheless, that's a melacha tefer. That you're chayav for. The Rambam on the other end says, no, if you have a string which is all smushed together and you pull it tight, string by itself, and you just pull it tight. You're chayiv al tmelechas tefer, and that is lechera davar tumua moed. Says the Achrayim. The Shosadim is matmei. He says, I don't understand. The Rambam says that if you take a shteit kifos, you take a string and you go ahead in a needle and you go through a bit two begadim and you come out again and you don't tie it, then it's not melechayiv midarais al tefer. But if you just take a string and you smooth it out, then you are going to be chayiv al tefer because it's a tzurich for melechas tefer. The Zichah, that's not what he means. He means, like the Ali Rabbah says, and Betzim the Magen Mishnah himself says this, but that's the Rambam. He means like Rashi. Even the Rambam says that when he says tightening the to be Moiteach, the string, is a Terech for Tzvira, he's talking about where you have two begadim that are starting to come apart, and you pull it tight, that would be, in and of itself, a Melechas Tzvira. Therefore, if somebody has a button which is coming off, it's loose, and the string is coming out the bottom, you're not allowed to pull the string in the back to tighten your button. That would be a problem of Melechas Tefer that one should refrain from. Now, what is the Melechas Tefer, Bechlal? What defines Tefer? And we'll get to what's the difference between Tefer and Kosher. Tefer, Lechera, is, maybe we start with the difference between Tefer and Kosher. Tefer is when you take two things together, the Achronim of two different Pshatim, the way that Rav Moshe says it is that you take two things together, two things, and you forge them into one thing. You connect them by sewing, by tefira, by dibuk, with glue, and you turn them into one thing. You turn them into one thing so vight that if you want to separate it back to how it was before, and you have to rip them apart. Either you sewed it and you have to rip it, or you glued it and you have to rip it, but it turned into one thing, Batsim. And you're being mekalkalit if you want to take it apart. As opposed to kosher, you tie two things together, you can untie and it'll be back to exactly how it was before. You didn't Batsim forge them into one thing. That's what Moshe says. The Markev, the Mishnah Tainas, he says the difference between kosher and tefer, lechera, can say both of them are true. Kosher, tefer is that you take two objects and you tie them together with a third object. Two pieces of a baguette and use a thread to tie them together. Two sheets of paper and you take glue to tie it together. You're always using a third object to tie the first two together. As opposed to kosher, you're tying the two things to itself. You're tying two strings to itself. Not only that, the fashion is that even when you tie one string to itself, you're also chayav al kosher. Now, this being the case that Tefer is connecting two things together, it has to be that it's considered a connection. If it's not considered a connected, then we don't look at it as a Maisa Sfira. What's considered connected? Shtei Tekifos. Shtei Tefiros really means Shtei Tekifos. Which Shtei Tekifos, speaking to the Ilum before, and just to have a little bit of clarity what Shtei Tekifos is. Shtei Tekifos is if you have two begadim together. You line up one begad on top of the next begad. You take your needle and your thread and you go through both begadim once. And then you come back and go through both begadim twice, the second time. That's shteit kifos. You went back and forth. The pasha says if you go through one begad back and forth, even if you pull it tight, it's going to cause the begad to fold over. Nevertheless, since in and of itself, that can't stay bechlal. It's not considered a sphere bechlal. Going in and out is not a problem. I saw the Binyan Shabbos. He brings out a Mari Kurkis, who says when he gets to Shabbos, he says that there it's not shaykh to. Even if you go back and forth into the same baguette, which would cause it, you go back and forth in a piece of paper, and if you pull together, it would cause the baguette, the piece of paper, to come together. Nevertheless, since you're not going to be able to pull together unless you tie a knot on the sides, therefore, the only way that it can be a tefira is by tying a knot. It says a tefira, which is only in this game, they tying a knot, is not considered by a tefira before. That's not a tefira, that's a kresher. That's not considered Maisa Tzvira. You need the Kshira for it to be Miskayim. Mamela, since you need the Kshira for it to be Miskayim, it's not considered a Tzvira. Where do you have a case that you do not need the Kshira for it to be Miskayim? If you have two Begadim together, and you go through one and through the next, then there you need, even if you also need some sort of something to be of Miskayim, you don't need Kesher Shokayam of Bechlal, you need something to keep it, it has a gather of a Chibur Bechlal, there's something to keep the two things together, that would be the Isser of Tefer, which would be problematic.
One
begad,
you
need kayama. One begad?
Yeah,
you need kashash on both sides to.
Yeah.
That, and then you'd be chayav kosher. Probably wouldn't be tefer. What happens when it comes to safety pins? Are you allowed to put together two begadim with a safety pin? So, what are we talking about? If we're talking about that you have a begad is too small, it's too big, and you want to pull the two pieces of the begad together and stick the safety pin in once. To make it a little bit smaller. You have like a piece of paper over here, and you put a safety pin to hold the two things together. You're only going in once through the two. The fact is that that's not considered a tefira b'chlal. That's not a ma'aseh tefira. You didn't go in and out through the two things. You only went in once. even though maybe one tefillah should be also made Rabbanan, says Zorcha Shabbos. He says over here, by a safety pin, for sure, it doesn't hold the two things together. The safety pin is not close enough, it's not like a stitch that's going to hold it, it's not like a staple that holds the two things together. It just makes sure that it doesn't go too far apart. But it's not mamish considered a chibur, therefore it's not a problem. The question is, let's say I want to use a safety pin to go back and forth. In, you have two begadim, and a hem came down. So you put up the hem, and you go with the safety pin through the piece that came down and through the rest of the pants or skirt or whatever it is that you're doing, and you're going back and forth, and then you're tying it, and then you're locking it. Is that a problem of tefira or not? Says the Karban Asano, I don't understand how the woman in Prague go ahead and they take this beged, it's not exactly clear what it is, beged of tachshit or something, and they tie it together and they connect it to their beged al yaday a needle, al yaday some sort of needle. Now, for clarity's sake, the Aruch HaShabbos tied it, and I think l'chur, that would make a little more sense. He says, we're not talking about like a brooch, a pin that has something which is attached to it. Now you do something which is soldered on. It's not like a piece of a pearl which is soldered onto a needle that you're going back and forth. He says, because that you're not really attaching something to the shirt. That's one thing that's just going back and forth through the shirt. You're not attaching a third thing. Even though it's something which is attached to the needle, we look at that as one thing, it's not two things. That's what he wanted to tie now. Rather, we're talking about that you have a needle and you have some sort of ornament, some sort of beged or some sort of tachshit, and you're going through the tachshit and into your beged and attaching it. He says, I don't know why nobody is meichen. So already the Gedolei Acharonim point out, Poiski is Manenu, the Chazanish and Ramesh, they point out that the Korban Asanal didn't say that it's Asar. So they can't figure out why people, no one's Meicha. But they point out that all the Gedolim that lived in the time of the Korban Asanal weren't Meicha. So they hold that for Etzem Yekad Adina, it's Mutter. So even though the Korban Asanal is Matmiah, but the Meisa Kinnir, they held that it's Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah, the Meisa brings down the Korban Asanal. It's Mashmah that he's Machmer. However, if you look at the Chazanish, in Kuf Nun Vav and Hashmat Shin Shimehem, he says that L'chur, it's not a derech of Tefira B'chlal. It doesn't look like Tefira, it's not a derech of Tefira, it's like a button. Why is it a button Tefira? It holds two things together, right? A third thing. Why is that considered a Tefira? Why isn't it a snap a Tefira? Why aren't these things Tefira? Because it's not the oifen of Tefira B'chlal, it's seen clearly as something which is made to open and close. It's not made for a Tefira, it's made to connect and unconnect to whatever, a zipper, all these things are made to connect, not to connect, and to unconnect. So it's like a door opening and closing, they bring down the same type of svarah. Even though it's a baina. We don't look at it as a baina. It's not a kaisvar and meichik. All these svarahs, it's something which is the derech ishtamshis, we don't look at it as the malacha of tefira b'chlal. Mameli says that the minig is to be meikol, and the ein lahachmer is the klal b'chlal, tain is the chazanish. And not only that, the Ramesha says the same thing, we've been referring to this tshuva chiz beisim and peidalad, which is putting diapers together, the cloth diapers. Putting the two parts together, putting it together, he says, "Idei a sichat bitachon, idei a safety pin is not a problem." He says, "Kenzan, even the Korban Asanal is going to be masim mitayin." Kenzan, the Korban Asanal is only talking about when they put it together on Shabbos and they're planning on leaving it there. However, something which b'muhusa a diaper has to be changed every few hours, you can't leave it. In and of itself, it's mizuyif b'toichei that it can't be considered a tefira. It's not a melechas tefira b'chlal. Kenzan, even the Korban Asanal would be masim in such a case that it's not a problem. And therefore, and that is zikr the minig l'chira to be mekel. However, I did see that the Shmir Shabbos Kalas HaTainer, he says, if you could do it in your eifan, that you're only doing one, instead of going back and forth, then to chav the Korban Asanal, he was mitzadid that you should rather do that. Zikr, if your kavana is to leave the pin there forever, even though l'chira b'mehusa, it's like a button, there are those that are even mitzadid by a zipper, that you shouldn't, if you're planning on leaving there forever. Kids, they get they button their shirt once, and that's it. They put it in from the top and the bottom. You let a button down on Shabbos, but Esam L'chor you should be able to, because the question is, the Shabbos also there a button, you're being mevatel there, there should be a problem. Therefore, the Chatchila, you shouldn't do it, if you have the Yecholus, to go ahead and do it once, instead of twice, he says, you might as well have the Korban Asanal also, even though it seems that the Minig Ha'olam is to be Mekel. Now there is, somebody showed me that the Emes Yaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says on this Mishnah Berurah that even though he quotes the Korban Asanal, nevertheless, kvar yadua darkei shel Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes it's an interesting thing. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah writes, like our case, oysem anoshim shteichon akrais im abeged b'machat b'shteik kifis lav shafer avdi, and then in brackets he says in the Mishnah Berurah Korban Asanal. However, sometimes he brings down the halacha and he just makes a note to the bottom sharatzin and he writes Korban Asanal. When does he decide to do what? Tainas Rabbi Yaakov that sometimes he's just quoting an achron because that's one of the Gedolei Acharonim. Kiv Eger brought down was Mitzayin the Korban Asanal. The mainly he brought down that lav dafka that he was going with that halach l'maisa, where he cites him in the top, and he just brings down the makor on the bottom. So ba'etzim, that's how he's paskening. That's how he's going. However, when he quotes verbatim a lashon of one of the achrenim, or the way that somebody quoted it, and brings down his name, lav dafka doesn't mean that he's going with that achrenim. It's just a nice hoysafa to say that Erechanami the Minigayim is to be mekel, but I don't know how far to take it, because if you look at the very next line of the Mishnah Berurah, he says Vim Asa Gimel Tviras Chayiv Apli Kasher Shemis Gayimus Atzviru, and he quotes in brackets Rambam. I don't know if anybody's chalik on that, so it's hard to say that there's such a cloud that he's not going with that. But there is a hoysafa that Kenzan Erechanami the Mishnah Berurah Lane was not choishish for this lahalach lemaisel. He just brought down those that are machmer. Since he brought it down, so nechanami, like the Shemir Shabbos Tassir, the Echirlis to be mekel, then you might as well only do it once instead of twice. In Siv Zayin, this is very short, we'll end with this. Oysen Shemahatkin, because themselves are the same, like the Echot Shemaitkin, the same, Mahat Mesadik, also the Matrin, the Kenyan, the Kavim, the Kavim, the Kavim, the Kavim, the Kavim, the Kavim, they have a case where you have a string which goes through the sleeve. And there's holes in the sleeve, like there's holes in like in a curtain. Sometimes they have a pole that goes through a curtain, not a shower curtain. Curtain in the person's dining room. That in the curtain itself they have holes, and they have the bar that goes through the holes back and forth. Now, if you have a string that goes through holes like that, each hole is made and sewn on the round and the outside. It's clearly seen as a davar miuachutz. We don't look at that as a maisa tefira. That's another way of having a button, of having a snap ukedema, and therefore it's not a problem of tefira to pull it together and loosen it. However, if you have one string with a needle that goes, or with or without a needle, and it goes through the actual, you weave it back and forth through the sleeve, then it's mamash atvir. You're taking a thread through, it's not going through any holes, even though you leave it inside. Before Shabbos, you stuck the thread and you wove it back and forth and back and forth. To leave it there on Shabbos and then tighten it, pull it, and it's going to tighten the sleeve, that is going to be usur, because that we look at as a maisa tvira. And even though your das is to open it afterwards, but you did a tefillah. And since you did a tefillah, the tefillah is one is going to be also, it's metzik a tefillah. The shayla is, why is this considered a tefillah b'chal? The Orch HaShabbos Meir, this is the Nisim Knoz, this is the same shayla. Why is it a tefillah? When you bunch up your shirt, that's a ma'isa tefillah. When you pull together your shirt and it gets bunched up, where's the ma'isa tefillah? However, if you learn that the Messias is like our curtain that goes back and forth and back and forth, then be'etzim what you did was you fold it over. That's what's going to happen when you're going to pull the string. It's going to fold over one, two. You're going to make folds inside of your shirt. That is very damn with the Maisa Tefira, because you're taking one shirt and folding it over and tightening it. So you're taking two pieces and tightening together, ayidei, a pulling the string. That would be damn with the Maisa Tefira, and that would be awesome. This is also. This is only something which looks like a tefira. Mamela the Paiski is my name in China. That the cases that we have, Bismarck, most of the cases that we have in the hoods and other things where we have a, it's not through, it does, there's no holes in the beged itself. Rather, the whole entire beged has a hem, is folded over and sewn, and the string goes through the entire beged, and you pull the string to tighten your hood, ukedema. That is clearly nikkur that it's a davar mibachutz. It's not a chilek, it's not something which is woven into the beged. That would not be a problem on Shabbos Bechlal, not to tighten and not to loosen.